This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is in Prague today, meeting with fellow NATO leaders before tomorrow's opening of the NATO summit. During the summit, NATO will be welcoming 7 new members from the former communist East and will discuss a new direction for the alliance. NPR's Don Gagne is in Prague with the president. What about a new direction for the alliance? What does the president have in mind?
Well, with the Cold War now long over, a lot of questions remain about what NATO's role is in the world. The president has stated flatly, and he said it again here this morning, that Russia is not a threat, that he considers Russia a friend. The new threat, the president says, is global terrorism. So he's making that point here that no country is immune from terrorism, and because of that, NATO needs to refocus, to adapt, to become more agile. And the president's view is that NATO can be a very strong deterrent to terrorist activity, and he sees expansion of NATO as part of that. Simply put, it expands the alliance's reach into places like Lithuania and Estonia and Latvia. These are obviously tiny countries with not much military capability, but the president feels each can contribute something in helping to track down and to monitor terrorist groups.
Will President Bush be asking NATO allies for support for possible U.S. action against Iraq's President Saddam Hussein?
Not specifically. He is talking about Iraq here and restating the case against Saddam Hussein. But over the past day or so, the White House seems concerned that Iraq not dominate this session. There's agreement here that Iraq must disarm, but not all of these nations are on the exact same page in terms of the possible use of military force. So the feeling at the White House is that the president already got what he wanted at the United Nations, so there's no sense in having that debate all over again here. What he is saying is that UN weapons inspectors now have the chance to do their work. Let's see what happens. And if a war is necessary, the White House would expect some of these NATO members to join the cause in what the president calls a coalition of the willing, even if that does not mean formal help from NATO as a whole.
What's the president talking about in his bilateral meetings today?
He's concluded a session with Czech President Havel, and this will likely be the pattern for all of the bilateral meetings he has here. They talked to reporters for about a half an hour, and it was clear that Iraq was a major topic of their talks. Havel saying afterward that if war does become necessary, then NATO really needs to discuss very seriously what its role will be, and he said that could be seen as a test of the new NATO.
Security must be pretty tight for this meeting.
It sure is extremely tight. There are helicopters circling overhead, old Soviet-era fighter jets. The Czech pilots are patrolling right alongside American fighter jets. On the ground, there are some 12,000 police, another couple of thousand more military troops. They're all here ready to respond should there be significant protests and demonstrations. A small bomb was found on a rail line on a track on the outskirts of Prague yesterday. It didn't explode. It was found. It was a reminder, though, to officials here, and they're all very much aware of the new threats to U.S. allies picked up by intelligence sources recently.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne in Prague.